Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. Top of the hour, Stephon Diggs spoke yesterday at New England Patriots mandatory minicamp. He was there. He was asked about the video, the boat, the pink powder that he was dishing out.
And there is a drug, the drug that Pinky, they call it. It's some kind of opioid that people were speculating that
might have been
been in that bag. It might have been Pop Rocks. Who knows?
Could have been.
Nobody knows. And nobody's saying.
And we'll find out if people know now. We'll have Diggs audio at the top of the hour, so stay there.
I'm
for
excited.
That.
I didn't realize we had that.
We got that. We got Mike McDaniel going off a little bit in his press conference when he was asked about his feelings on Jalen Ramsey. So we got a little kind of mini around the NFL sort of thing we got going on at 8 o'clock today on the show. Let's take a little left-hand turn from the Texans minicamp talk here for a little bit of Rockets. The New York Knicks had the gall to actually pick up the phone and call the Rockets to see if it would be okay to talk to Ime Udoka. No, it's not okay to flirt with my wife, all right? He is very happy in this marriage, Ime Udoka, with the Rockets. So no, permission denied, New York Knicks. Stephen A. Smith said that yesterday on ESPN, he loves him some Ime Udoka.
Most importantly about the Houston Rockets, look at what's happening around you. Just in the state of Texas alone,
yeah,
the Mavs are coming back. Mm-hmm. The San Antonio Spurs can improve. Tillman Fertitta and his crew cannot stand still. Now, Ime Udoka is one of the best coaches in the NBA. This brother's something special. When Jay Williams brought up what about the New York Knicks reaching out to Houston, right? I got a text. You don't have enough. They said you couldn't pay us enough. Ime Udoka ain't going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I got that text message. He's not going away, okay? And damn right, they should. They should hold on to him for dear life.
100%.
Because that man is a hell of a coach.
All right, so clearly a text from somebody in the building over at the Toyota Center. He's heard that being discussed and said, yeah, there's not enough money in the vault.
It's interesting. Look, it's understandable why you'd be intrigued by Udoka, obviously. For all the reasons that the Rockets are not going to let go of Udoka, the Knicks would be interested in him. But I think the level of delusion of the Knicks and James Dolan, the owner, in thinking that somehow, because, hey, we're the New York Knicks, and we just went to a conference championship. But you fired your coach.
Yeah.
So the coach, the team and coach that is very much on the rise and has a young core of players, many of whom were brought in with Ime Udoka, neither Udoka nor, unless there was some other weird reason that we didn't know about, there's no reason to suspect that Udoka or the Rockets themselves would have any interest in any of that
Zero.
Happening. You think Udoka is going to think, oh gosh, yeah, boy, they did just fire the coach that actually got them to their first conference championship this century.
Yeah.
But I like my chances.
Now, reportedly Jason Kidd might be entertaining this, but he's working for the team that just traded Luka Doncic.
Right. Exactly. He's in a quagmire.
So there's that. Here was Stephen A. Smith on Jalen Green.
To me, Wendy, it's about that Jalen Green. Listen, the brother is young and ultra-talented. Molly, he seems a bit distracted, okay? The focus doesn't need to – you haven't seen a focus on his game where he has gotten exponentially better. They needed him in the playoffs. There was four games the brother scored single digits. With that talent, single digits. Single digits. Against Golden State? Really? I mean, that's just panicking. That's just deer in headlights kind of stuff. And you, if you're Houston, with the changes that are going on, with the Wild Wild West being what it is, with the inordinate amount of teams that are in legitimate positions to compete, you can't afford to stand still. They need a professional. They need somebody like KD. They need somebody like Giannis. They need some one guy for Ime Udoka to evolve everything around. Give him that one star. That brother can get everything you need out of everybody else. But the face cannot be Jalen Green. He's just not ready yet.
Okay, I don't disagree with everything he said there with Jalen. The part at the beginning there, Seth, where he's just speculating that Jalen Green is distracted in some way, I don't know. I don't know where that comes from, because Jalen Green reportedly is one of the hardest workers. Look, he answers the bell every game. You can't get him out of the lineup. He's the guy organizing the offseason workouts, kind of like CJ does with the receivers. That's Jalen doing that stuff with the Rockets. I don't get that. Now the results, especially in the playoffs, are inarguable. He was awful in that Golden State series.
I think the other problem, though, too, is he's saying all of those things. I think he's discounting the potential for – he's discounting the potential of Amen Thompson. He's discounting the potential of Şengün. Trying to paint this avenue of – and I think part of it is because this is the pervasive psychology in the NBA now, is that you gotta create a super team somehow, some way.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yep.
And it's not. It's just not the only
way.
Look
at the finals. Neither of these teams are super teams.
And not to mention what any of the other young guys, the Reed Shepherds or whoever else. Right, exactly, Sean. This pendulum always swings where in every professional league where, man, something works, people copy it, and then all of a sudden there's an avenue for the other approach to work out. And like old school team basketball and playing defense, having cohesiveness from year to year, all of that, it's just not as exciting to write or talk about. And so for a guy like Stephen A. Smith, who's one of the best professional talkers in the biz, it's a whole lot more fun to talk about Kevin Durant than it is to talk about, making some moves on the margins to bring in better shooters and to tweak some things and to hope for the growth and development of the other players. That's not fun. And as a fan, it's not as exciting
either. It's not as sexy, there's no doubt.
But everything that Rafael Stone and Udoka have done together makes me feel way more confident in their ability to develop a largely homegrown team than a lot of other situations in the NBA.
Now, that said, Zach Lowe, on his show for The Ringer, proposed a trade involving Kevin Durant and the Rockets. Do we approve?
Van Vliet, Durant, Şengün, and then surrounded by all the crazy length and defense that they have, is a model that makes a ton of sense. KD needs a high volume, not that Fred VanVleet's a high-volume point guard, but someone to just do the running of the offense, because KD is not going to do that as much anymore. It makes a lot of sense. Something like Jalen Green plus some salary filler in Jock Landale and Aaron Holiday plus some draft equity that may or may not include the number 10 pick in this draft and a future Phoenix pick that gets returned to them. That might be too much given what the landscape is going to be. And I've heard nothing to change my belief that the Rockets front office is just not gung-ho about chasing Kevin Durant, about trading a lot of stuff for an older player who doesn't fit their timeline. But if they don't think Jalen Green is going to be a huge part of their future, then that's something that maybe is interesting to me.
This is the trade that we kind of discussed last week, just more rounded out with all the salary filler that you need and everything else.
And I kind of got lost in the double negative there. Did he say he hasn't seen anything that makes him believe the Rockets don't want
I think what he was implying is that I haven't seen anything that tells me they wouldn't be open to bringing Kevin Durant on the team. You know,
and spending a lot to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like now he talks to a lot of insiders.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of people like him and talk to him.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the trade. I mean, you and I talked about this
We've seen so many things that say that, no, the Rockets are not interested in spending a ransom for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I mean, well, the Rockets themselves have said that the favorite is, you know, the bet is continuity. You know, Raphael Stone himself said that. And I think even if he didn't feel that way, that's the right thing to say publicly because you're not trying to look desperate to make a deal. But that was the deal he proposed is basically the deal you and I talked about last week, which was Jalen Green and this number 10 pick from Phoenix that they've got. For Kevin Durant, all that Zach Lowe is doing is throwing in the stuff you need to complete the deal.
To balance it out.
For the CBA. You know, you got to throw in a few more salaries. He throws in an extra first-round pick. Okay. It's like 2029 or something. That's fine. You want to throw in an extra first. Rockets, they have more firsts than they know what to do with. I would do that deal. That deal he just proposed, Jalen Green, Jock Landale, Aaron Holiday, and a couple of first-round picks. I would do that deal for Kevin Durant. I know the text page is going to destroy me now because they don't want to trade for Kevin Durant. There's a lot of people that don't want to give up on Jalen Green. This finals is a referendum on a lot of things, Seth, not just anti-super team sentiment, but don't give up on a young player early sentiment because you got Tyrese Halliburton on one side who was drafted by the Sacramento Kings, and you've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP of the league, who was drafted by the Los Angeles Clippers. And neither of them are playing for those teams anymore. They have led their second teams to the finals here. I think there's a fear factor with some Rocket fans out there that you trade Jalen Green and he's going to turn into the face or leader of a championship team. I'm not that bullish on Jalen Green. I think he's a good player. I think he can average 20 a game for the next 12 years in the NBA. That doesn't mean he's the face of a championship team. So there you go. What do you guys think? 713-572-4610. All right, Stephon Diggs spoke, man. We never got this version of Stephon Diggs with the Houston Texans. You're going to see what I mean. It is reminiscent, though, of a former Texan great in terms of press conferences. You will want to listen to this. Stephon Diggs asked about the boat party and the pink powder coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.